with us are in news. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Investigators have come across some disturbing findings as the search for the killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson continues. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
A law enforcement official says a masked gunman who stalked and killed the leader of one of the largest U.S. health insurance companies on a Manhattan sidewalk used ammunition that had the words deny, defend, and depose emblazoned on them. The official was not authorized to publicly discuss the details of the ongoing investigation and spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity. The words on the ammunition may have been a reference to strategies insurance companies use to try to avoid paying claims. I'm Haya Panjwani.
More winter weather is coming to the northeast U.S., correspondent Jennifer King reports.
A powerful cold front sweeping down from the Arctic overnight is bringing snow showers, gusty wind, and lower than normal temperatures across the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, and the northeast from Maine to Washington, D.C. The National Weather Service warns that intense bursts of heavy snowfall could produce dangerous travel conditions with ice and whiteouts, as well as power outages. There's a blizzard warning for the West Virginia mountains from Snowshoe up to Garrett County, with a forecast of 5 to 8 inches and winds gusting to 65 miles per hour. And Erie, Pennsylvania, with its lake effect snow, could see 10 to 18 inches today, with even higher amounts south of I-90. I'm Jennifer King.
The National Weather Service has canceled its tsunami warning for the U.S. West Coast after a 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck early Thursday. The quake was felt as far south as San Francisco, where residents felt a rolling motion for several seconds. It was followed by smaller aftershocks. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 248 points, the NASDAQ dropped 34, the S&P lower by 11. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in New Jersey.
A federal judge has ruled that the state cannot exclude churches from its historic preservation grant fund simply because they are religious. The Mendham Methodist Church and the Zion Lutheran Church Long Valley took the state to court when they were denied access to the fund. First Liberty represents the churches and released a statement saying, quote, time and again, the Supreme Court has declared all forms of religious discrimination by the government unconstitutional. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The LGBT agenda is again causing problems for religious soccer players. Rainbow-colored captain's armbands were issued to the 20 clubs in England's Premier League this month, but Sam Morsi of Ipswich says he won't wear one. Morsi, a practicing Muslim, says he made the decision due to his religious beliefs. Soccer players in Europe have been punished for refusing to promote homosexuality. This is SRN News. Protests continue in Seoul against South Korean President Yoon after a sudden brief imposition of martial law. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Large crowds gather with flags outside the South Korean parliament building for a candlelit vigil against President Yoon Suk-yeol, who's facing an impeachment vote following the stunning but brief imposition of martial law that brought armed troops onto the Seoul streets. South Korea's president replaced his defense minister on Thursday as opposition parties moved to impeach both men. The Democratic Party and other small opposition parties submitted a joint motion to impeach the president on Wednesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Taiwan's President Lai Ching-te has reportedly held phone calls with U.S. congressional leaders. Taiwanese media said that Lai had spoken with Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries. More details at SRNNews.com.